From right here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, this is Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. I'll tell you what I really hate. I mean, like, I can't stand. I mean, every time I even think of the taste or smell of it, I go, ew! Can you guess what it is? If you guessed chocolate, you're right. Ew! And there's another ew, too. That's peanut butter. Ew! But can you imagine when at the grocery store, Karen the cashier, or Stacy, and even Joanne, and even Ron at Rainbow Foods, they mention chocolate and peanut butter together. And either one is an ew, but when they mention them together, I hold my stomach and go, ew, 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 and almost fall. One lady, when she saw how bad it was, she almost was going to call an ambulance. Well, anyway, that made it hard to get me stuff for Easter when I was little. But Mother always knew what pleased me, marshmallow peeps. Oh, just, I'd eat tons of those. And I remember one Easter, it was on April 21st that year. That was 1957. And I remember that, too, because to get to Easter, where I had wanted something that I had never asked for before, to get to that lovely April 21st, I had to go through a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, Tuesday, April 16th. It's even worse than chocolate. It was an appointment with Dr. Ruth. He wasn't just an ordinary doctor. He was a dentist doctor. One doctor's of the worst kind, the kind that said every time he said it wouldn't hurt, it surely, surely did. Oh. And I almost got a reprieve, too. Mother didn't wake up. She forgot about the appointment. But I thought, well, let's get this over with. So I went and reminded her, and she got us ready just in time. And it did hurt, but that made me one day closer to what I had asked for on that special Easter. I'd asked the Easter Bunny for a truck tire, a great big real truck tire. Because, see, I loved to play with tires down in the basement. We lived in Saugus, Massachusetts then. And Daddy and Mother weren't sure that the Easter Bunny could even lift a truck tire, you know, because bunnies aren't that big and strong. But, of course, the Easter Bunny, with all those eggs and stuff, could maybe do it. We weren't sure. But as Easter got closer, I kind of wondered, and I thought, well, maybe the Easter Bunny will get, like, some other animals to help, like, you know, chickens and turkeys. If they all fly together and kind of lift the tire together, they might be able to get it. I walked into the kitchen where the Easter baskets were, and there was no truck tire. But, man, there was marshmallow peeps, so piles of them. And there was a big bunch of eggs, and there was even a water pump from a car, because I loved car parts, but no truck tire. But as I was sniffing those marshmallow peeps, I suddenly smelled rubber. And I walked across the kitchen towards the smell, and there, leaning against the kitchen sink with a great big Easter tag on it, in Braille, wishing me Happy Easter. Yeah, my sister had snuck around and did that, didn't even tell me. It was a big, real truck tire right near the basement door. I couldn't believe it was real. I walked all the way back and walked to the kitchen sink again just to see if it'd still be there, and it was. It was 5 in the morning on that Sunday, April 21st, the Sunday that I had gotten to, even in spite of the dentist appointment. And my sister, they had a lot of chocolate around and peanut butter and stuff, especially chocolate bunnies and stuff. I made sure I didn't even touch that. Ew! And, but what to do? I couldn't wait. You know, it would be like an hour or two before Mommy and Daddy woke up. So I knew I had to just roll that truck tire down the steps into the basement. I opened the basement door and started the tire rolling. It was a huge booming noise as it went down the stairs that shook the whole house. And the next thing I knew, I was actually on the floor of the basement where I had fallen all the way down all those steps and banged really hard on the concrete. I don't remember it, but I know the tire must have pulled me down there, because once the tire starts rolling, when you're just 7 years old and kind of light, and that tire is big and heavy and determined to roll once it gets started down those steps. Yeah, I don't remember how I got there, but I found myself there. I must have gotten down those steps some way. I got up, and suddenly, when I lifted my arm, it felt like an electric shock going through it. I had never felt a pain like that before. I mean, even in the blind school where they whip me real hard and make bruises and scabs and stuff, that wasn't near as bad as this pain. Meanwhile, as I had been laying there on the floor, you never heard such a crunching rumpus in your life. The whole house had been shaking because of the wooden floors and everything and the steps. But when it hit the basement floor, wham! I think it rolled over top of me, too. I'm not sure. But anyway, it went flying through the basement, knocked over a table full of tools and things splattered everywhere. Bucket of bolts and nails, and they were going every which way, making a crunching rumpus, and it crushed the toy telephone that I had. Glad I didn't like it. It was a round metal one from about 1930 or something. Bet it'd be worth something now with a cute little dial on it, but I wasn't interested much in toy telephones then, like I am now. And it kept going and knocked over a bunch of stuff and spilled a bucket of water and all kinds of stuff, clanged over the lid over the sump pump and hit the wall, Paul, wham! And bounce started rolling back towards me again. Of course, way before it got that, it fell. And went, well, I thought maybe by then my arm would be well, but it wasn't. It still maybe hurt even worse. I didn't know what to tell Mother. I didn't want to tell them that the truck tire had pulled me down the steps, because they might take it away. So I went outside that early and started playing on the rock fence. Made a lot of noise going outside and told my sister. And then I came back in and said, I fell on the rock fence and now my arm hurts real bad. I waited just about all day to be able to tell them that. I was so afraid to. But it wasn't getting better, and it was hurt so bad I couldn't stand it anymore. And Daddy looked at it and said, I think we need to go to the hospital. Oh, no. I was afraid the doctor would know that it was the truck tire that broke my arm, but if he did, he didn't say anything. He just said, well, luckily it's not a bad break. It'll heal real nice. We got to put a cast on there. And so they put, they made plaster, and it was warm, which kind of scared me. I said, I got to sit here until it cools, because they told Daddy we could go home now, but they let me wait till the plaster cooled a little bit, because it being warm kind of scared me. And they gave me a sling, a thing to put on over my shoulder to hold the arm in. And it even said Melrose Hospital on it, Mother told me. And the next day, something very strange happened in school. I mean, usually I just sat by myself, you know, eating lunch, and some kids kind of came by, but we didn't really talk that much to other kids, you know, me and my sister. And suddenly everybody was talking to me, and they came up, and I didn't know there was that many kids in the school, about 40 or 50 kids signed my cast. And everybody wanted to sit by me, and they were pulled up some tables. The teacher brought over, put another table beside mine so some more of the kids could sit there and talk to me. And they asked me, how'd you break your arm? I said, well, I got a big old truck tire. The Easter Bunny brought this great big truck tire, and it pulled me down the basement steps. And for some reason, none of the kids believed me, but one came over and actually saw the truck tire, and he was an official spokesman in the class the next morning to tell everybody I really did have a big truck tire there that was as tall as me. And so, yeah, you know, I did get a lot of friends, but I recommend that's probably not the best way to make friends, is to get a broken arm to do it. But, you know, I just have one recommendation, I guess, besides that being the most wonderful Easter I've ever had with the truck tire and everything. If you're 7 years old and it's 5 a.m. on Easter Sunday and you're going to roll a truck tire down the basement steps, let go of it before it starts rolling. If I'd have done that, I'd have probably not had a broken arm. But then and again, I probably wouldn't have had those 50 or 60 or 40 kids Yeah, see, it's already up to 60. I bet it was more like 40-some. I don't know. Anyway, all of them kids signing my cast and everything, I wouldn't have had any of that. But I don't know. I think I ought to traded all that for not having a broken arm. I'm not sure. Although the broken arm did get well, and the friend stayed with me all the way to the next year of school, so till we moved away. So I still recommend that when you're rolling a truck tire down the basement steps, just let it go. Let it go its own way. Because, you know, when 7 years old, that tire pulled a lot harder than I could stand up, you know. Well, next time there'll be another story, and I hope you've never fallen down any basement steps and got a broken arm because of a truck tire was pulling on you, you know, kind of hard-like. Stay strong and take care of each other. Find some time to play, even if you are kind of busy, and be careful with those truck tires. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished.